Dragon Show Show with Peaches and DJ Mota.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cab the Dumb, man.
What's good? Space City, the great city. It's your boy Roose Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Hello, and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
On demand.
On demand.
There you go.
But really, though.
We're here with our 10th edition of the Brad Gilmore Show.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know what today is?
No.
It's Monday.
You know what else it is?
It's Wednesday.
It's Monday.
Who are you yelling at?
You. God, Peaches, ever since you got this weave, I can't deal with you anymore.
Isn't it awesome?
Do you know? Do you know what today is?
Today
a fake Monday morning.
Is our
it's hashtag fake Monday morning. It's hashtag
two.
It's our second year anniversary.
Anniversary!
We've been around 2 years. You've been around a year of it, Peaches, and I appreciate your year.
Can we put some background music on this, too?
We'll put some background to it, okay? We'll put some jubilation.
Why are you gyrating in the seat?
Yeah. I've been doing that all day. I don't know.
It looks very strange.
Okay, I won't do it anymore.
Thank you.
But we've been around for 2 years, man. It seems just like yesterday. I interviewed our first guest.
Are you getting emotional?
Kyle Hubbard. Yes, I am getting emotional.
Put it away.
Okay, it's in my pocket. Okay, now we have a good guest for you today. His name is Devere Posey.
He is
the number 11. He's number 11 wide receiver. He's not the number 11 wide receiver.
His jersey's 11, but he is a wide receiver
for the Houston Texans. We were really glad to have him on the show. Talk about a little bit of his career. He had a little bit of hijinks in his college days. Kind of cover that.
Hijinks.
Do you know what hijinks are?
No.
It's all right.
Well, since he's probably not the only one.
Like mischief, okay, like shenanigans.
Like another word for it.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's
synonym.
I was going to say synonymous, but that wasn't the form. Like, that wasn't the
you
form
wanted to say cinnamon.
Word.
I said it for you.
Because you and them damn cinnamon toothpicks.
My cinnamon. I love my cinnamon.
They're not cinnamon, though.
Anyway, we had a good interview. And I was glad that we made another step in the sports world, Peaches.
This is our first professional football
interview.
So what we've done, all the rappers. All the rappers.
All the rappers.
All the rappers.
All the rappers.
All the rappers.
We've done a five-time Hall of Fame.
A five-time WCW champion. One-time Hall of Famer.
One-time Hall of Famer. I don't watch wrestling.
Sorry.
We know that, but I was there.
But we talked about it with Devere.
We did talk
about
it.
He's a little bit of
a
wrestling fan.
Who else have we had?
We have some singers
Who work for Diddy.
Shout out my boy Brian Angel. Finally cut them braids.
We've had the boss of all bosses.
We've had the boss of all the bosses.
Of all the bosses. It's our 2 year anniversary, so we're going to brag a little.
We've gotten tweets from Jay-Z.
That is very true.
ESGs, we've had Southeast Beasts.
We've had
plenty
Southeast
of times.
Beasts.
We've had a bunch of little kids at one time.
We did have some children,
some child actors.
This is our third. We've been on two different internet radio stations, and now we're completely self-sufficient and functioning. And those of us that are on the mic are the people that are running this. So shout out to ourselves.
Shout out to ourselves.
I have weave. I have Peruvian 24-inch hair that is awesome.
After how many weeks?
27.
I had 27. Weeks of braids. That's 6.5 months.
Wow.
Because it's only 52 weeks in a year.
There are only 50. Good job, Peaches.
For those of you who didn't know.
On leap year, there are 366 days. Think about that one. Bow! Knowledge dropper.
I want to take a picture of you right now because the way that you're sitting in with it under this flag and like this whole thing that you have going on right here.
Is it a cool scene?
I don't know how I feel about it.
Might be a cool scene to you, but not to her.
Is it a little?
I don't know.
Do I look like what? White pridey?
It's a little bit.
A little bit white pridey?
Yeah.
White pridey?
Yeah. I'm gonna take a picture and show it to you so you can see.
Okay.
What I'm talking
we'll do
about.
That. But you know, DJ Motai, you're gonna bless us with a mix today. I know, DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix.
Oh, I wanna say that Propane's Riding Slab,
dope,
is absolutely bananas.
Rich Homie Quan,
dope. Yeah, but I wanna.
That was a dope song.
I've been listening to it like nonstop. I might be a fan
of Propane.
Of Propane, I was not a fan of Propane previously to this, and I might be a fan after this. I like the reverse track. I think that I should write the treatment for the video.
Okay, she's going to put that out there. Put that in the atmosphere. Positive vibes only, you know? Bring
Laws
it
Laws of Attraction.
Laws of Attraction. There
it's
you go.
A dope Law track, though. It's a dope,
it's a dope
track.
The whole
and
thing's
then,
dope.
Oh, no. He has a song with Zero, right?
Yeah.
On the song with Zero, Zero says, I'm going to go to my Twitter because I typed it out earlier.
We don't have all that time.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
It's our intro.
Peaches.
It's our two-year intro.
It's our two-year intro.
Okay, I guess we have a little bit more time than
and
normal.
And our interview is a little shorter today, than it typically is.
About an hour.
Not an hour. No, but this is good. Zero says, I appreciate the deposit, G, but you know you're not getting it back from me. Fucking right, I'm going to another club because another club has 10 racks for me. Basically, and then he says, if you have a problem with it, you can come to Mo City and ask for him. He basically just said that he's going to take your deposit, go to this other club, get their deposit, and they pay out, and he ain't coming to your club, and you ain't going to do nothing about it. You know how gangster that is? And you know what? Ain't nobody going to say nothing.
Do you know why he can do that?
Because he's Zero?
Because he's the Mo City Don.
Mo City Don.
That's why.
Okay.
I'm just putting that out there in the atmosphere again. He's the Mo City Don.
He's the Mo City Don.
I had a... you know, I've been running into a lot of Texans. Speaking of Texans in the interview, I ran into Brennan Williams, who's an offensive tackle for the Houston Texans at the ROW shows this last weekend. ROW tapings went well for all my wrestling fans. It was cool. We had former WWE superstar MVP came out. He had an eye patch because I think he got some kind of eye injury in Japan.
Yes.
I don't know. But one of the wrestler girls I was with called him Slick Rick, mm-hmm. which I thought was kind of funny. Because he raps, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then he looked back and he was like, I'm the ruler! Which I thought was... It made me laugh. It made me laugh. Old Slick Rick line from a Chameleon Air song. But anyway, it's all good. Motai is going to play us some music. If anybody... Make sure, you know, if y'all are listening to this on Podbean, go over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave a little review for us. Say compliment Peaches on her hair, even though you can't see it. Compliment Motai on his mix. Compliment me on everything, because I'm amazing. But I'm only as amazing as the sum of my parts. I'm gonna let that.
What?
I don't know, but it sounded good.
I had quit paying attention.
It sounded
I was
good
on
though.
Instagram, but what?
Didn't it sound good?
No.
It sounded good.
Did you say son of my parts?
Some of my parts.
Some of. When you say your
not
parts.
Not son of my parts.
Yeah, I was really confused.
That's weird, Peaches.
Yes, it is.
I'm talking about how, like, one, two, three, the three of
yeah,
us.
See, yeah, that's what I thought you meant at first, but then she brought it. She was like, what?
Yeah, no, the three of us. I'm only as good as, we're only as good as one another on this thing. You know, and I really appreciate Peaches and DJ Motai. This is 2 years. I want to really thank y'all for coming
Don't
on board.
Don't be sappy.
I want to be a little sappy. I'm a little emotional today. I've seen my baby grow, okay? It's like watching a son. I think these are now his first steps. You know, I want to have a man child. A boy.
What? Bye. Cut it off.
No, we
done.
Not yet.
Please stay tuned for the interview with the beer posy. Brad, turn Brad's mic off.
If you want your music on the Monday morning music mix, make sure you email it to dj.motai@live.com and put in the subject line, I really love Motai. That's what you're going to put in the subject line. Don't put in music submission or he won't open it. Put in I really love Motai in the subject line.
That's
and also if
that's
you
M-O-T-A-I.
M-O-T-A-I. DJ.MOTAI@live.com. Also, if you want to advertise on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand, you definitely can. Send an email to the Brad Gilmore Show at gmail.com. Peaches will probably respond. If she doesn't, Motai will. And if they don't, chain of command, that goes to me. Then I gotta answer it. But we definitely welcome all advertisers, clothing brand. If you're a you know photographer, you're a multimedia anything. If you want to advertise your restaurant, your anything, your weaves. All right, your lace fronts.
This is not a lace front. These are my edges.
Whatever. Just send an email over to the Brad Gilmore Show at gmail.com. We appreciate you listening for 2 years. and for the new 10 episodes of the new On Demand show. We're going to get into our interview with Devere Posey. Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix now on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand.
Dugger. Texas tatted on my arm, got Houston on my back, cause I love the city I'm from, hands up if you feel that, I fall hard like a Texan, every Sunday you catch me wrecking, belly fast to the man of sections, cool thing false because you can't catch it, and you catch them box like Trey do, ball hard like I play too, run that back like Jake do, better come back when we play you, we came to win, can't take a loss, ain't shit about that, ain't south, team strong, we'll break them off, lay them down, then rank them off, car roof like Reliant, when the sun out, I drop the top. H-Town, we shining. Red, white, and blue in that light. See you boys in the playoffs. Bet you this shit, we on top. And if you're from that age like me, you already know what I'm talking about. Texas, Texas, home of the Texas. Be broke with all my niggas. You can sell dope with all my niggas. Post up and grind with all my niggas. Now I just shine with all my niggas. Cause I'm lord of all my niggas. I die for all my niggas. I take the stand and say fuck the judge and I lie for all my niggas. Used to be broke with all my niggas. You can sell dope with all my niggas. Post up and grind with all my niggas. Now I just shine with all my niggas. Cause I'm lord of all my niggas. I die for all my niggas. I take the stand and say fuck the judge and I lie for all my niggas.
Be fresh about the bag. I keep a dope bitch to keep them hoes on deck.
Right.
I keep a fly ride to keep them saying
that's the shit.
Stay clean, I'm a OCD nigga. Don't get it twisted, cause I kick it, I'm a G nigga. Say you fly, you ain't G6, that's me nigga. Build a stack and the shoes, 2 G's nigga. See nigga, my swag got your budget. And you ain't gotta like it, but your bitch show love it. It's nothing, it's nothing, it's nothing when you're hustling. I stay OCD, so stay the fuck away from me.
Dubs for the women. All on
dick.
G is I'm living. I'm a street nigga.
I'm a street nigga.
With a lot of cream. Stupid with a bunch of fuck. That mean I got swag. Bitch, we turned up. He never cut down. Oh, that's your main hoe. She just a bust
now.
I'm a street nigga.
Street
nigga. With a lot of cream.
Yeah,
with a bunch of fuck. That mean I got swag.
Yeah, real nigga. 199 ain't adding up. Chase the paper, I'm speeding, nigga. Looking back when I'm passing up. Now pass the cup, I'm leaning. 2 sips, I'm dreaming. With a bad bitch, your last bitch. She mine now, cause I cash get. I'm talking money, you talking slow. They all ears, I'm talking more. Your pocket squad, they speechless. What the fuck are you talking for? Fresh like a hot dot plastic. Stuck on the ground like Velcro. Pedal to the floor, I'm mashing. In that red coupe, look like Elmo. Street nigga, not no sesame. Money making my recipe. Garlic weed and that French toast. Making bread my specialty. All I do is count like Dracula. Get more, stack it up. Wanna make a call, she freaking. Reverse, reverse, back it up. She wine fine, Moscato bottle. My neck, my wrist like Colorado. Rockin' nigga, I'm Stallone. Serve my soda, kush my cologne. T-E-X-A-S nigga. Run that bitch like they do. Money my man, yo ex bitch. Running that bitch like they do.
X for the stacks.
Stacks.
Dubs for the women.
Women.
All on
dick.
Yeah. G is how I'm living. Huh. I'm a street.
Look like it just got baptized. Be in hockey truck, you niggas hear me when I pass by. I'm super tight, don't ask why. Blood thin, I'm man high. Gucci
better my dick is wet. Bitches saying I'm pretty wet. Fat ass and them titties got her coming out of her vickies. Bitches be coming and bitches be going. They loving the way that a nigga be flowing. I'm spitting the game and it's getting them open. And put my peninsula up in the ocean. Hoping I don't blow the show lane. Bitch, I'm swagging in your lane. Mad because they screaming Nelly Dollar and not your name. My money growing, no road game. Them stones whiter than cocaine. We showing they get ass and we be strutting. I know Sam.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition, the 10th edition, Peaches, of the new Brad Gilmore Show. Motai, that's your line, dog.
And see, look, he said in the mic down. Do I ever say it?
Yeah, the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. I'll say it for everybody.
The day I say it is going to be a remarkable day.
Peaches, I'm about tired of you.
I'm about tired of you.
Peaches has weave now, okay? And now she's really feeling herself.
I had braids for 27 weeks. I had some.
Did you count the weeks?
Instagram told me.
Oh, you saw
that's what Instagram told me.
Hey, there you go. That's good. We have a special guest. Peaches, would you like to introduce our special guest?
I'm going
to
let him introduce himself.
Why would we do that?
Because.
Okay.
Let Tyler do it. Tyler never does it.
Do you want to introduce him? No. Okay. I'll go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Devere Posey with the Houston Texans. Just here to hang out and, you know, talk about football, talk about life, and, you know, just get to know these guys better.
Yeah, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, right?
Correction, yes.
Correct, yeah. I corrected you about that. How do you feel about that one? Yeah. Oh, that's one tally. Can we have a little ding every time I correct him on something?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun? No, ding! We got to have a game.
Like a bell?
Then this
like
is
a bell?
People over into other shows, and I'm going to get real mad, so no.
Okay, all right, whatever. How you feeling today, man? You good?
Feeling good, man. It's a bit gloomy today. Just hanging out. Probably go hit some golf balls later.
Man, are you?
Top Golf.
See, you know, it's funny. Are you going to Top Golf? Yeah. See, I see you got your Tiger Woods kind of Nike check hat today. Yeah. He's kind of feeling himself. He's like, I'm going to get my Tiger Woods on.
Nah, man. I just, see, you got to understand what I do every day, man. I work out every day, man, right now at this point. So, it's normally T-shirts and gym shorts.
So how does an off-season day go for you? What's your regimen throughout the day?
See, we like us as football players, we try to act like we're really busy, but like we're
y'all busy. Fake busy. I be fake busy all the time.
We're busy being busy, not doing anything because we do everything for 7 months. Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're saying. You're busy, not doing anything.
Busy. Yeah. Exactly.
So fake busy.
And like. You have to build in rest like that.
Yeah.
You have to build it in.
Hashtag fake busy. A nap may be a meeting.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Early morning meetings.
Early morning meeting. That's just a nap.
You're like, I got a meeting at 4. I got to get out of here.
Oh, damn. See, that don't work when I tell you what it is. Like, it don't work like that.
That's actually kind of.
He's going to be fake busy at 4.
So, football season, months?
It's a fake Monday morning, so it's not really going to be 4.
Yeah, it's 8 in the morning.
It's going to be 9.
It's 7 months.
It feels like that.
Is that really how long it is?
Man, let's see.
When does preseason start? Let's go for that.
Well, I mean, we start like 3 weeks before that, so I won't go from preseason. Like, so, let's just say a month before preseason. So, month. 4 preseason games, September, October, November.
Back up a little bit like that.
There you go, yeah.
December. And hey, I'm hoping for 8 months because that's when Super Bowl is.
Okay, yeah. Hey, I think y'all might do it this year.
You got that feeling?
I got that feeling.
Hey.
All right.
Last year, y'all promised us a lot of things, though.
Right. We did that, or you guys?
No, I think y'all did it. I'm not gonna put that burden on myself. All right.
Okay.
Y'all sold us a dream.
All right.
I'm joking.
I'm gonna go ahead and I'm not a Texans fan.
Okay.
I'm a Steelers fan by nature. I grew up as a Steelers fan.
Get out of here.
Brad is looking at me like he can't believe I just said that. Yeah. I don't care.
Well, point blank period. Like,
I mean,
I can't mess with you, Peaches. Like, I can't.
I'm with you.
I grew up in Cincinnati, so I mean,
I was an Ohio State fan though.
Okay, all right, we.
Cool. Oh yeah.
I was a big Ohio State fan.
Yeah,
we had an Ohio State flag in front of our house. That's how big of a Ohio State house we were. So,
but yeah. So I hated the Steelers growing up.
Really?
I'm from Cincinnati, so
yeah.
Oh, okay.
They've.
I just hate the Steelers because Peaches likes them.
Right.
That's a good point, too, right?
Whose side are you on here?
Well, obviously here. Not yours. You just said the team he plays for, you don't root for.
I mean,
it's in your city, too.
I know. Well, see, I'm also not from Houston.
Okay.
Oh, she's from Dallas. I'm originally from Dallas, and I'm not a Cowboy fan. Okay. At all. I haven't been a Cowboy fan since, you know, I was...
There's two things that are just vile about people in the world. People who are Steelers fans and people who are from Dallas. So you just really have two strikes so far.
You know, you've been on my ass since the car, Brad.
I don't... Well, here's the thing. All right? She takes too long to get ready.
Right.
I think ever since she's gotten this weave, right, this Peruvian... Was it from Barbie Bish?
BarbieBishHair.com. Yeah. That's
Barbie Bish.
B-A-R-B-I-E-B-I... SH hair,
I hope they're paying us for that plug, by the way. But ever since she's gotten this Peruvian hair, she's been feeling herself, Devere. I don't understand why.
Right.
Do you have to deal with this?
Yeah, unfortunately, man. See, my whole thing is like I don't like to get into the synthetic. I don't like the fake stuff, man.
This is not synthetic. This is real. This is some woman in Peruvia or whatever.
Touch your hair.
Touch
I'm just
it.
Saying if it's
not your hair.
It's not yours, man. Yeah.
That's fine.
So you like real hair on women?
Yeah, I tell my girlfriend
all the time. This is my first
time
wearing weave, actually.
Yeah.
What'd you call those braids?
Braids.
Or is that different? Do they come braided?
No, I mean, I braided it, but they were braids. It wasn't like this. They were braids.
What does that mean, though?
Was it your hair? That's what he's asking.
No, I just said that.
Oh.
It's not the same thing. I don't expect y'all
to... I don't understand.
A documentary about black hair.
I told you to watch Good Hair.
I just don't understand.
We had to talk about this when I put
actually,
it in.
It's one actually out there.
It's good. Have you seen that?
No.
Okay. But you know,
you should watch it.
He's quick to suggest it.
I've lived it.
He's lived it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the football career first before we dive into any other extracurricular activities with you. Now, we know you went to Ohio State on a scholarship, I guess.
Yeah, full ride scholarship.
And you're from Ohio, right?
Yes. Grew up in Cincinnati. I was born in California, but I'm from Ohio. So I grew up in
okay,
Ohio.
So you went to, was OSU, did you always have your eyes set on there?
No, man, not particularly. I mean, actually, my uncles and everybody grew up, you know, in my family, Michigan fans.
I was going to ask you, were you a Michigan fan growing up? Because everybody I know in Ohio are Michigan fans.
It's crazy. It's just like, I mean, I have Michigan sweatshirts and stuff. Oh, it's crazy. Like, just meeting with Jim Tressel and Daryl Hazel, my position coach at the time, who's now the head coach at Purdue, is just, I was just swept off my feet, man. I mean, just in the recruiting process, that's just, you know, the objective for coaches to do to kids. And, I mean, I made a commitment to those guys.
Were you, like, a top prospect? Was everyone trying to get you to come to their school?
Oh, yeah. I consider myself coming out, you know, pretty, you know, highly recruited. You know, one of the top two players in Ohio, top 40 in the country. So, yeah, man. Definitely, man. I had good
So the recruiting process must have been a lot of fun for you.
Yeah, it was
a lot
fun.
Of dinners. You get taken to a lot of dinners?
Nah, I committed my junior year. So So like in March of my junior year, so I was committed for like over a year and a half before I even got to school.
You should have
so.
Waited till you turned 18.
I should've
and then
waited,
you could really could have really enjoyed that recruitment process. I've seen
took
the blind
some visits,
side.
Man. I should have took some visits. I should have came down south. You know, checked it out, but I stayed up north.
You know, we got the top party schools here in Texas.
Oh, Texas.
God. Texas gets it down. I'm just going to let you know. Maybe not University of Houston, which is where I go.
Well, I'm not going to say that. I would say that U of H now isn't as much of a – it doesn't have
it's
as much fun.
It's never been live. Don't let her lie to you.
Well, I'm not lying. I had fun. I'm not going to sit up here and say that. When I got to college, we had fun. It might not have been like a comparison to how you would see like on TV some of the other parties, but we had fun. I always had more fun at SFA, though. I will say that. We had a lot more fun when we went to SFA.
I just feel like – I think her definition of fun is like hood ratchet fun.
Like ratchet.
Yeah.
Straight like.
Dumb. Right?
Yeah, it is.
What do you consider fun, Peaches?
It depends. I mean,
that was a little open-ended, Peaches.
Well,
it depends. I can get down when I want to get down. You know what I'm talking about?
You asked me about my experience then. That was like 2007. So, as a freshman in college, it was kind of like, okay, you're trying to get your
you were in the towers, weren't you?
I was in the towers. I stayed in the South Tower on the 8th floor.
Those towers are terrible.
I was on what was known as then the promiscuous floor. Like, my first
night. So, you were a hoe?
No, I was a hoe. EYE. I was not a hoe.
EYE? Your eyes weren't hoes?
No, Brad, nothing.
I don't get that.
Your eyes were hoes. I don't know.
How is your eye a hoe?
Why may you look at a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
I saw some things.
Oh, she's awesome. Okay, that's what
how I was meant. How was college for you, being number two, one of the top two football players in the whole state? All right, then going to OSU. Oh, groupies, man.
Oh man, you know, I mean, the college town that Columbus, Ohio is I'd say it's the biggest city in Ohio, 15th biggest, largest city in the United States. The professional teams are in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And in Cleveland.
Yeah.
No professional team in Columbus, but remembering the first fact that I said, it is the biggest city in Ohio.
So y'all only, were the professional team.
So we were
team.
The professional team, if you can grasp
that. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
At 18 and 19 years old,
having how
to
was
walk
that then?
That.
You know, coming in knowing, like, with a certain celebrity, I guess you could say, at that early.
I mean, I wouldn't say celebrity. It's just, you know, like, people just care about football in Ohio, and they're just crazy. And the fan base is big. And just being able to, you know, have access to the city at that age was kind of like a unique experience and kind of like leveled me out for the pros. Like, I really don't feel like I need to go to the club and bottle pop and all that stuff.
Are you thankful for having it then versus now?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely do. I mean, I do those things. I indulge. But, I think the crazy, like, DeVere is gone, like, has been partied out, I hope. Yeah, I hope.
What do you?
I don't think so.
I don't know,
look at that.
You know,
if you say you hope, it is not
a real good season, and you know how that goes.
Well, you know what I mean. A really good season, you know, work definitely comes first. I mean, and a lot of people don't see what we do and like how crazy and methodical we are off the field and just like routine wise what we have to do and like.
So how important is the routine? You know, for
everything.
The games and like what
it's what it
what's
is.
What's your mindset during the season versus? Like right now.
Like right now, like I'm open. Like I'll call, I'll talk to anybody on the phone. Like let's hang out, let's do this, you know, because I know I'm going into like the 7 months trance where it's like on Mondays I do this, on Tuesdays I do this, on Wednesdays don't call me because I'm getting a massage. On Thursdays,
Wednesdays it's like don't call me. I'm getting a massage.
I mean that's just how it is.
But
and
if
it's just
you
like,
ever tell me that not to call you on a date because you're getting a massage, I'm gonna slap you.
Yeah, I'm gonna do
my
that
body
now.
Is my. If I don't have a body, I don't have a check.
I mean,
so it's
true.
Just like I had to take care of it, man. So it's just that's just how it is for 7 straight months, and it's just week to week, just different preparations and, you know, traveling here, or am I going to be here, like tickets, all this family coming to town. Like, it's just like a 7 month trance that I go into, man.
Dang, man. I would like to have that, like, every day I know what I'm doing thing. Yeah. Especially, like, Wednesdays, phone gets shut off, I'm having a hot rock massage, okay? All right, they're going to lay some stones on my back.
Yep.
If Brad ever.
Oh, did you go out for sushi afterward? I feel like sushi would be a post-massage type thing.
See, like, on Tuesdays, I used to do yoga and sushi, actually.
Ooh, Tuesdays is yoga. Peaches, I got to get on your regimen. I got to get on his regimen. Tuesdays is sushi and yoga.
If I cut you out in the near future, it's all Brad's fault. It's because Brad's going to be like, well, DeVere did it. Well, DeVere
okay,
did all right, it.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
DeVere did that.
Yeah.
DV taught me? No, never mind. I'm not going to go there.
Nicknames you already so
oh,
see
man.
How this goes?
Well, if we're going to do nicknames, let's just do the Depot. That's
Depot?
My Twitter handle. Yeah.
Give us your social networks.
Okay, yeah. Well, my Twitter handle is @Depot8. So that's DP, the letter 08. And
you got an Instagram, a website.
Yeah, and that's the same for Instagram. Look forward to Pocket Full of Posies Foundation getting off the ground next offseason. We're going to have a camp in Cincinnati, Ohio to start off with. And we're just like a nutritional, sports nutrition for the youth, just based foundation. And, you know, just getting that off the ground right now. Me and my brother, I got a brother that plays for the Miami Dolphins. He's a corner. He's just 1 year ahead of me. So.
That's tight.
Yeah, it is.
So,
tight.
What is it called?
The Pocket Full of Posies.
Pocket Full of Posies.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
clever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
ring around the roses.
Pocket Full of Posies.
Yeah, well, that is my last name.
You should
yeah,
let
yeah,
us,
that makes
you
sense.
Know, if ever, you should let us do the coverage of it.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
You
throw it in there.
You should
yeah.
let us host the event.
All right, yeah. We'll probably our first event, probably, you know, just be in our hometown.
I got family in Ohio. We can go.
Okay. All right. I like
we're
that.
We're going.
Okay.
That'll be.
Whatever
sometime next year. Yeah.
Now, what exactly? Like, dive into a little more. What is the? Why did you want to start a foundation? First off,
well, you know, last year I was thinking about what I wanted to do, and you know, I had got approached by starting a foundation, but just being able to get it off the ground, you know, just this off season and really be able to rehash things with my family, outline, and when I was in college, I had a special internship with the president of the university in the office of. you know, in the student union, you know, because I just got, you know, pretty blessed to do it. And, you know, I took advantage of it. And my man and my boss made me do an outline of a camp and, you know, and have all the whole structures and just like, I think it was busy work.
Yeah.
But it actually is the basis and outline for my foundation. So it
was. Oh, wow. So yeah. It turned out working out for you.
I appreciate her for making me doing it. And, you know, just child nutrition is just something that my mother has always been like passionate about with us. Like she used to like trick us when we were young. Like she would like put broccoli on her plate and be like, "Ooh, this is so good." Like, you know, kids, like you want to do everything your parents do. Like,
yeah.
So like, it is good, mom. Like,
oh, hell yeah, I like me some broccoli.
Hell yeah.
Did you struggle with weight at all, or you know? Or,
nah, not really struggle with weight. Like my mother just like.
Or how hard is it to keep up your weight?
I mean, I'm pretty like I said, like do the same things. Like I'm pretty like methodical with my eating, and it's I like to break it down in a simple thing, like simple way. Like all right, I just live by this: no dairy, minimize the sweets, and if I have a sweet craving, kill it with fruit. And then when it comes to meats, like the less legs, the better.
See,
The less legs, the better.
I don't eat meat at all anymore.
Okay.
I had the, well, I guess I had the lap band done 2 years ago. Well, it'd be 2 years in August. And when I first got it done, I wasn't as, I guess, serious about it as I am now. So in January of this year, I gave up meat in the whole. I hadn't eaten beef or pork in probably like 4 or 5 years, but I gave up everything else. I only eat seafood now.
Word.
And I eat like a lot more. My weakness is chips and sauce and bread.
Yeah, bread.
A lot of bread's carbs, right? You got to cut the carbs out a lot, right?
I don't buy bread. Well, but I guess
you're a football
everywhere.
Player, so you want more carbs, right?
Well, nah.
How's that work?
Bread kind of makes me like feel kind of bloated. So I've been trying to like cut that out in the yeast and dairy, like, you know, egg whites and stuff like that. So, but the less legs, the better, man.
That's a good rule. Less legs, the better.
Tentacles
so
don't
no
count.
Eating octopus.
Tentacles don't count.
Tentacles don't count as legs?
Yeah, we're talking like on land legs.
Okay, let me think. What has a lot of legs? No spiders.
So let's do like this. No fish. No legs, fish.
Okay.
Tentacles don't count. Chicken, two.
Two legs.
Turkey, two.
There you go.
So processed meat, you cut out a lot of your processed meat.
I try to, you know, I'm a whole food shopper, all those things, and just try to, you know. Just
have you had the fisherman Chipino soup from Whole Foods?
Nah, but I had the Philly cheesesteak soup.
Okay, that sounds good.
That's they got amazing. Legs. They got steak.
Yeah, I know.
See, there you go. See, you're already breaking your own
yourself.
I didn't contradict myself. Like, see, now, everybody in this world has vices. And mine
yours is a Philly cheesesteak soup.
It's cheese. Like, I love, like, just
but peanut. You also said no dairy.
I love cheese. I love cheese. Like, I mean, of course I have cheat meals. I mean, I have cheat meals. I cheat.
So what are your cheat meals, and how often do you do these cheat
meals?
See,
I'm supposed to do cheat meals, but, you know, I do cheat days. Like, I just start off like,
see,
all right,
I'm all about
to cheat
days.
Club. Yeah, I want to get some chips and queso later. Like, and I like plan that.
Ooh,
like,
Torchy's.
Yeah.
Torchy's got some of the best queso.
Yo, Torchy's tacos is good.
See, you know, we need to go to La Zapatilla. We've been
one
because we haven't been there. I need shrimp tacos.
All right.
Today.
Well, think about it.
On this fake Monday morning. Hashtag.
Oh, see, I couldn't keep. See, at the beginning of the year, actually, June last year, I cut out all fast food.
Right.
I thought that was a good choice for me,
it
right?
Is. Yeah, it is.
Then I thought about becoming a pescatarian, but then I was like, no,
it's
I like four-legged animals.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
I realize I'm a steak guy.
Yeah.
How do you like your steak? Medium rare, well done? I want to know how a football player eats.
Well, I mean, I'm just medium rare plus, a little bit past medium rare, just burnt on the outside, like brown on the outside to like red pinkish on the inside.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You like a little juice to it?
Yes, cut like butter, baby.
Cut like butter, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. Here you are. You're the number two player in Cincinnati, Ohio, or in Columbus, Ohio, right? Mm-hmm. You're pretty much playing for a professional team at 19, right?
Mm-hmm.
What year? You got drafted in 2012. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think you were 68th overall?
Mm-hmm. Third round.
Mm-hmm. Third round.
We Googled
okay.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There you go. Right. Wikipedia is my friend.
Wikipedia is
So, okay, so how, When did you know you were going to be enter the draft and become a professional
Well, I had a shady situation my senior year. I don't know if you guys remember the tattoo scandal at Ohio State.
You got suspended for the first 5 games of the season.
10
that
games.
Year?
I missed 10. 10? Yeah, so I only played.
What are there, 12 games, right?
Yeah.
You played
the
all though.
Damn.
I only had an opportunity to play 3 games my senior year.
Oh, man.
So my film and everything is like kind of, you know, like.
So you had to put in a lot of work in those 3 games.
I mean, I really didn't have a chance to. We lost all 3, so it was just
That looks great.
So how do you,
yeah.
Okay, so you played no games virtually.
Yeah.
Senior year, and you still managed to go 3rd round. How did that work?
I guess blessing and just the way that I approached the draft
process.
What did
you do for your networking and, I guess, to sell yourself during that?
The first thing I did was sign with an agent that had a great reputation. And an agent that I felt like, you know, didn't have any blemishes on his record and understood me as a good guy and the person I was, because at that point in Columbus, you know, that whole year and a half that we went through that whole scandal thing, people were trying to paint a certain picture about us and trying to say we were thugs and we did this and we did that, where, like, honestly, I mean, I had a ring that I had. They gave it to me. Like, I mean, it had my name on it.
And, right.
I mean, my mom got in a financial situation. I moved in an apartment I wasn't supposed to be living in. It was a bit expensive for 18. Well, hey, I thought I was somebody I wasn't.
Yeah. So, professional football player in college.
Yeah, regardless of the fact, you know, I went ahead, bought the place, and I was strapped for cash. I mean, I'll sell the ring. And my immature thinking, I'll just win 3 more. So that's why I literally told myself. Like, I told my roommate, like, we joke about it now, but it was just fun and funny. But so sold the ring and got in trouble. Sold it to a guy who owned a tattoo shop, and it was a place where everybody would go and get tattoos, and it was pretty well known about it. And just me and a couple other guys who had the biggest names. You know, when the guy got, I think he got indicted for drugs or something like that. He was
okay, yeah,
guy.
Probably not someone
and,
you should.
Yeah, that's what shouldn't be. You know.
Rubbing shoulders,
but you know, either way, you know, we kept it at a business relationship, and you know, he paid us for the rings, and by the time it came out, you know, we had already been established our careers, our path to NFL was almost set, and so we got suspended and had to go through some things, and you know, long story short, you know, learned a lot from it, learned that, you know, they're gonna talk about you when you're down, kick you in the face, and then when you up, they're gonna talk good about you. So
what was the problem though?
Nobody.
The fact that you sold it to the guy who was in like federal charges or whatever.
No, the problem was, I guess you're not allowed to sell a ring that's yours.
Wait,
that's not correct. Because I tried to sell this ring recently at a pawn shop, and I think I could have sold it.
No,
and
well,
I got
it
in
had
trouble.
To be. What was the
Is there a school rule against it?
Yeah, like, what was the rule? Is that literally, okay. So that's what it was. All right.
So now they implemented a rule after our case that players can't have anything they win or anything until after they leave school. So, like, you can't
sell your memorabilia. So even if things that you accomplish, like, as a freshman or a sophomore or a junior.
They keep it in a bin until you get done. Yeah. So now.
But it's yours.
Well, that's what they tell you.
it's got my name on it. I don't own
it. You're going to tell me that I won that, but I can't have it.
Hey,
but it's not yours.
But think about this. OJ got in that same situation.
But
he's
okay.
In prison now.
Yeah, well, I just have a
his
problem
situation
with
was a bit different.
A little bit. But
he's
hey,
sold
same
it.
Principle, okay, DeVere?
Yeah.
Same
well,
principle.
It's just the NCAA, and I don't want to get too much into the NCAA, but it's just, you know, the way they're structured and how it's structured for control. And I think I kind of screwed myself. Like, I took a speech class. I mean, you guys are in college. You guys know how it is. And I was a communications major. I graduated communications degree and analysis of practice. So doing things
it's
in this field.
Well.
Yeah, exactly. So doing things in this field. So I had a public speaking class. I'm pretty sure you took several of those. And in that public speaking class, you had to pick a topic to discuss to research for the whole quarter and to do a 20-minute speech for your final.
Okay, yeah.
So.
Had to do the same thing.
I picked why NCAA players should be paid, and researching that for a whole quarter was just a bad idea because
you got mad. You just mad.
Oh my gosh. It was because I learned so much, and then like who knows, the next year I'm in a meeting with the NCAA and the people who I just researched, and it's just like
a
crazy experience for life.
That was probably a good thing though that you picked that, because it probably made you a lot more well versed in your own defense.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, I still lost, but it was no winning that. But it, just being able to understand it, I think it kind of, you know, set the path for, you know, what I want to do, you know, post football. As far as just helping kids, just understand, and, you know, and just I want to do some front office kind of things slash kind of media things. Just I don't know what I want to do, but like I know that helping people and helping kids is like my passion because I was in a point. I was to a point where I felt helpless. I was like, dang, nobody can give me advice, like, because nobody knows how these people are. So, yeah, definitely.
So then, so here it comes. The draft is coming up. Mm-hmm. All right. You played 3 games your senior year.
Yep.
Lost all 3 of them.
Yep.
Didn't have the greatest film to send to them. But were you feeling confident that you were going to get picked?
Yeah, man. Well, I knew if I went to the Senior Bowl and played well, and then if I went to the Combine and played well, and if I did good in my pro days, or did well in my pro days, that, you know, I had a chance, I had a shot. So I knew it just took, you know, the crazy thing about the draft, you know, it's 32 teams, but it just takes one team to like you.
Yeah.
And I had a meeting with the Texans at the Combine, you know, and I thought it went well. It was one of my first meetings, so I kind of like forgot about it.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there on draft day, and I had this whole list of teams, and I'm just like, there's no way I'm going to be in Houston. Like
who's your number one team, though?
Well, like, well, the way my agent Mike Parrott did it was he had my A list, my B list, and like, they're not gonna call you. Like, it's like
don't expect.
Yeah, like they won't call you. So, yeah, and it was a short list of teams on each list, and you know, you would see the moves they make. Like, oh, they picked up a receiver, so I probably won't get picked. And you know, and you just eliminate just as a process. And you know, I'm sitting there on Friday night, and then I get a phone call from 832 number. I'm like, Houston, what?
Yeah,
I could do Houston. I could do Texas. I could do crawfish.
Yeah. Some crawfish, yeah. Barbecue.
How do you like Texas?
I love Texas. Like, me and my girlfriend joke all the time about that we came down here and became country. Like, you know, I have yet to own cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, though.
You need to get that. See, you need to get a cowboy belt. You need to get a belt buckle. All right.
Yeah.
That's what you need. You need, like, need a nice little. See, I got my little
snap.
My little, you know, little belt buckle.
You know how I know.
It's like Sean Rodeo.
You know how I know I'm not from Texas?
Huh?
It's because, like, I don't wear my class ring around. Like, people around here, like,
They're very memorable,
come on, like, your class ring with your outfit, bro, like, all right, congratulations.
So what's the difference on styles, I guess, here versus in Ohio? Let's start with styles first.
All right, I mean, no pun intended, but everybody in Ohio doesn't wear polos and khaki shorts, I'm just saying.
Was this peach or orange? Peach.
It's orange.
It's an orange and white striped button-up polo with a green khaki polo shorts. Horse and khaki shorts and his Sperry's.
We try to be
his everyday outfit. He wears this every day.
Yeah, well, we try to be different. I just one of our trainers, I would get in his argument.
Sorry, Tiger Woods.
Yeah, man.
I apologize.
Yeah, man. Like, hey. This is just my athletic game. But nah, man, I got in an argument with one of our trainers, like, dog, he's like, so you on your new boy stuff, you trying to dress like a new boy, you know, khakis and cargos and tight. I'm like, bro, listen, man, like, I'm not about to fall in line with all you guys down here. I'm not wearing a polo.
What do you wear?
I mean, I wear anything. Like, all right, my style is versatile. You know, I can go beat boy, I can go skater, I can go professional, I can go metro, you know, I can do whatever. Like I'm versatile, you know, like I feel like
options being listed. Yeah, I feel how do you feel, Brad?
I've never heard b-boy, skater, than metro.
Me either. Yeah.
every time I get dressed, it's a new opportunity for me to recreate myself.
So you like fashion.
He feels himself on the dress
that.
Game.
Don't forget that.
So you consider yourself pretty fashionable.
Pretty fashionable. Yes.
You said you're like, damn fashionable.
I am fashionable. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Excuse me.
All right, break down his outfit right now, Peaches.
He has some Air Max.
Yeah.
What year are these? I'm not a shoey.
These are the 95.
Pop-Tart
colors. The
95s. Yeah, Pop-Tart, yeah.
They're gray.
I like them.
Turquoise. Yeah. What kind of socks are these? It's
just some Jordan little socks.
Some Jordan socks.
It's like a cheetah print on them.
Some Jordan shorts.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What kind of shirt is that?
This shirt is one of my buddies who, this is his clothing line. And like, one thing I do support clothing lines. I don't wear.
So if somebody wants to send you something to wear, where can they send it?
I'm not gonna get my address out, but you can DM.
Email. You can get a PO box.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can inbox me on Twitter.
Get all up in them DMs.
Yeah, yeah. DMs me at Depoy. Like, I'm down for rocking anybody's clothing line, trying to get off the ground. Like, I respect the hustle, I respect the grind, and I'm just not a label whore. You know, I just don't like to feel like my outfit isn't complete without. a logo. Like, so I can recreate
the name of it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, I can recreate. I can create any sense of style, man.
How important is it, you know, for you to have, for a woman to be that fashionable for you?
It's not really important to me, man. I don't really feel like my woman has to be, you know, over the top fashionable. You know, I just like someone to look nice and look respectable. You know, that's really it. I'm a different kind of dude, man.
That's
like,
that is different. Yeah. All right, but see, if you're the more fashionable guy in a relationship. Is that what you're saying? You
want
to be the guy to stun him.
He said it's not the woman.
The relationship.
No, I didn't say that. So you're the more fashionable one out of the two.
I mean, woman. I mean, like, I blog, like, I look up stuff, you know, in my free time, and, you know, I just like to stay on top of stuff that's coming out.
Do you
out.
Have this app called Fancy? The Fancy app?
Nah.
I would suggest you download
the Fancy app.
The Fancy app is the greatest thing ever. It's pretty much like a scrolling, it's like Instagram, think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're just different items, clothing, mm-hmm. maybe like, you know, some accessories, whatever, even like little cool gadget stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can buy them all through the app. Right?
I like it.
And they FedEx it straight to your house. You can actually buy a helicopter on this app.
I love it.
What?
They're going to FedEx you a helicopter?
I think you might have to pick up the helicopter. Yeah. I don't think that'll fit in the mail.
How do you FedEx?
Great app. I'm going to show you after the show.
Put it on
Fancy
my
app is the greatest thing ever. I'm a little bit addicted to it. Some stuff, you got a ball on Fancy. All right. Yeah. You got to pull out that card.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you could do that.
I go thrifting.
You're a thrifting person?
I'm a thrifter.
Thrifter.
I like thrifting. Thrifting is cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
You know, sometimes Target has the nice clothes. I'm not going to lie to you. I bought a couple.
Target be having some hidden gems, low-key.
I mess with the Marona brand at Target.
Marona's?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mess with Marona.
From my college days. Yeah, definitely.
The Marona definitely comes through in the clutch sometimes.
Yeah, man. See, down here, they used to supply my Long Johns.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I don't need them down here.
No, you don't get that.
But in college, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need Long Johns.
No basement.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I may have worn pants twice during the winter last time. Yeah.
You like Donatos?
Love Donatos.
I love Donatos. Donatos is a pizza place in Ohio. It's awesome.
You always talk about Donatos.
I love Donatos. Because I love Donatos.
Never had? Oh, well, yeah.
I've never been to Ohio.
Oh, okay. I love Donatos.
Yeah. Huh. Well, so, anyway, let's get back to you for a second and get off of, you know, you're not on your polo and khaki swag.
You mad?
No, I'm not.
I wear polos and khaki sometimes.
No, it's fine. All right?
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that it's his style, all right,
yeah.
Versus my style. We're cool.
Yeah,
all right?
Definitely.
It's different brand.
Yeah.
All right, we're buddies. All right.
Oh.
Okay. So anyway, you get the 832 number, call you, boom,
yeah.
Houston Texans.
Yeah.
How happy were you though?
Man, I cried.
Were you just happy you got a team, or were you happy you got the Texans?
Man, I was happy for both, man. Just the opportunity, man, just to come down and, you know, play with great players like Andre and Arian and just the group of young guys that we have. Like, you know, just our like we I like to say we have a like an older forefront. With like guys like Andre and Matt and, you know, Arian and guys like, you know, Shab or whatever, but we have a young core. Like the base of our team is like really young. Like guys like JJ's going in year three, guys like me year two, Whitney Marcellus, Brandon Brooks, Ben Jones, and even Cushion. Like, I mean, just being in year four or five, I can't remember which, but we got like a really young team, and it's just good that we get to learn from older guys and build and be around this new culture that the Texans are like starting to have, and that's just winning, you know, and starting to become down here and starting to, you know, to expect that year after year, and us walking into that and seeing what it takes to have a winning season sort of gives you like, you know, like, so like basically if you saw like a terrible radio show, like that's going to be your only knowledge of, you know, radio.
Yeah.
And but obviously you had someone tutor you or someone like teach you and be able to build, you know, your product and your radio show, and so now you approach it a certain way, and you have, and you guys have what you guys have today, that you're listening and all that. So it's just the same thing with football, just walking into something, a culture, and just continuing to carry it on. Like, I'm just happy I'm a part of that.
And you came in though in the 2012 season, right?
Yeah, pretty
much. That was the season all eyes were on the Houston Texans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody was like, this is the team to do it.
Yeah.
And you couldn't have asked for a better start.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, man, great start.
You know, I think it was a good season overall.
Mm-hmm.
Very great. Now, what do you think the Texans can do this year?
I'm not a man of many predictions, man. Like,
no,
I'm
you don't predict?
Nah, man.
I'm predicting good things for the Texans, all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man, yeah. I mean, I know I know, man. We're itching, man. We're like right on that edge. So the last 2 years.
Let me ask you this: you had an injury in January.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
During the Patriot game.
Yep. Tore my Achilles tendon.
Oh, that's isn't that sometimes isn't that like that's just like a wrap on some people's career.
Yeah, I guess for older guys. I'm young. I'm 23.
So how you feeling?
I feel awesome, man. I actually, got out there, ran a couple routes today, and the old wheel feels good.
That's good.
Got a new tire on there.
Yeah.
How do you put a new tire on there? How'd it work?
White wall. White wall on that thing. He was like, yeah.
Reconstruct that, baby.
So, you in the locker room. Mm-hmm. It's before a game. What's on your playlist?
Oh.
There you go.
We gonna get live right there, man.
All right, let's hear it.
So who?
In fact, I have my game day playlist.
Oh, let's see. Okay, let's see.
Pull it up and then let me read it.
Let's see. Okay. I'm thinking he's got to have some turn up. Do you have like the Texans anthem that Slim and Paul and all them did? Do you listen to that?
We're talking about
Houston, Texas.
Home of Texas.
Yeah.
I like that. But
how
my
was that song when that came out? How did the Texans I guess you can't speak on the team, but I guess in the locker room or whenever that y'all
we
found
get
out
live
about
off
the song.
We get live over that, but the song that we get more live off of is Summertime in My City.
Oh yeah.
I like that Summertime in My City.
Oh my gosh, man. That song
Diamond hits Tank
before.
Monkey. I love that one.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We are 11 flaps in a single.
This is last season, so. All
right, let's hear it.
All right, I'm going to just roll down. Here we go.
Peach. He's about to roll it down.
All right.
So this is DeVere's pregame headphones in, zoned in playlist.
Yep.
Bow, 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 bow. All
right.
Was that a good one?
Yeah, you tried. Look
I tried.
You.
All right. Bow, bow, bow.
All right, hold on. Wait, here we go.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, yeah, here we go. All right, I got some Cashing Out on there. Wale Freestyle, though.
Which one?
The Wale
Freestyle.
The Wale Freestyle. We got some Mercy. Party Heart, Rick Ross and Stolly. Shout out to Ohio. BCG MMG Remix. Stolly, shout out to Ohio.
So you a Stolly fan?
I mean, he from Ohio, man. He holds us down pretty good, Currency, What It Look Like. Let's see. Some Never Been Part 2, Wiz Khalifa, J. Cole, Bag of Money, Meek Mill.
What J. Cole you had on there?
See, I'm like J. Cole to warm up. Like, I'm like original.
How you
like warm up, Friday Night Lights kind of guy?
Yeah.
Come up.
Center. I feel like it's the maturation of an artist. Like, I feel like he's finally like. He's grown to like what I've been hearing on different tracks, like Vilmatic stuff, like some of his original things. Just being able to hear him grow from that to spitting that stuff that like people could like understand, like like the song Trouble, like it's just like,
Trouble is one of my favorite songs.
It's like this dude is like at that time like
I like Land of the Snakes too.
See, Power Trip is my absolute
Power Trip,
and
good.
I like
Let Nas Down.
Yeah. I mean, he could have, and to J. Cole, just some constructive criticism. I mean, I know my opinion doesn't matter, but he could have, chilled out on the references of, other artists. I'd like to see that a bit more.
Somebody else said that. What don't you like about that?
That's just the only thing that I don't like about it is that, I understand what stance he's taking is that hip hop was dead and. He's the guy that he feels like he's bringing it back.
Yeah.
And that's the whole reference to Nas and everything. Understand and respect that. But, like, at the same time, you got to go for their neck, man. Like, you trying to take their crown, go for it.
So you feel like he was not being as competitive as he necessarily should have been?
I wouldn't say that, though, because he came hard. Like
He did.
He came hard on that record.
Nice body
he came
of work.
Hard, man. It's a great body of work. It's just, like, I would have preferred... Less references. That's it. That's all I can say. All
right. Yeah. Did you listen to any other albums? Like, did you listen to Yeezus?
Yeah, all of that.
What'd you think of Yeezus?
I like Yeezus. I like the sound. See, like, I like house music. So,
okay, so you kind of like the whole vibe of it.
Yeah.
I only think Yeezus had, like, three or four records I really liked.
I like that I'm on it.
I'm in it.
The Bond. Oh, yeah, that one. I like Bond 2.
Bound 2.
Bound 2 is dope.
I'm saying everything right.
Blood
on
the Leaves.
Yeah. Yeah.
I Am a God, I think, is really cool.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
I didn't think I was going to like that record.
So did you listen to Magna Carta Holy Grail?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I respect it. I respect it.
How
totally
do you feel about Jay as a sports agent?
I respect the mogul that he's becoming, man. And the mogul that he is just like amazing to see. Someone who can come from
a rapper that talks about drugs and pimping to what he is now. Like, yeah. it's just amazing to see. And the fact that he's married and openly, like, a great guy, like, I don't know what that does to your career, but it just takes you to a level where you can mingle and mix at parties. Yeah, exactly. And it puts you at a level where, like, what him and Beyonce are allowed to do is, like they do run this, like, this country. Like, it's like they can do anything they want. You know, they have the money, they have the resources, and
there's the respect.
Yeah, and just being married is like, wow, this guy is a rapper. He rapped about those things, but he's a great guy. He has a family. He's a family man. He can go to parties.
So it's kind of reassuring that that's the this versus, I guess, the how the music world looks opposed to that. Or,
and it's like, it's the classic battle of that every guy goes through of, like, all right, should I be in a club popping bottle trying to get on with girls, or should I be with one person trying to do my thing? And it's just like, he did that and he's doing that and he's just in the middle and he just gets to, like, just like he's just like above all of that because he did both things, you know. And it's just like, it's just wow, it's like crazy to see. And I respect his album. I love that he talks about his wife. I love that he, you know, he can rap about other things. Like, I think it's one of his top albums, man.
I put it up there pretty high.
Are you a Jay fan?
I'm a Jay fan. I'm from up north. Like, I mess with Jay. Yeah. Like, hard.
This is your other Jay fan.
Okay. He gets no love in the club down here. Like, I've been, like, in clubs.
He doesn't get a lot.
Like, I've been in clubs, like, dang.
How different are the clubs? You know, how different are the clubs Houston versus, let's say, Ohio? Or
are we really just about to talk about Jay-Z and you switch the subject?
We're going to come back because you're going to be there a while. See what I'm saying? He going, like, we going in there because you're going to be there a while. I want to still talk and I can't when you
all right, go ahead. Okay, talk, blah, blah, blah. Peruvian here. Go ahead.
What?
I just thought I'd throw it out there. I want to keep reminding people where you got that from.
Thank you.
Not natural.
You mad?
Yep.
Because my hair might low-key just be a little bit better than yours right
That's
now.
Not possible.
Is that what it is?
No.
I just figured it out. I'm sorry.
Brad,
so now you're
here.
Mad that my Peruvian might be a little bit
hold
better
on.
Than your bouffant.
Hold on.
Nah, no.
Hold on.
No.
Hold on.
No.
Hold on.
No.
What'd you say?
Brad has gray hair.
Yep.
But, I mean, like, I've seen Bryce Harper before. His haircut kind of looks like that.
Like who?
Bryce Harper. He kind of has a haircut.
You tell Bryce Harper.
Listen to his voice.
I'm the originator of the 21st century bouffant. All right?
Okay.
Brad,
all right.
I think he created this.
Like, I did create it. All right. I made it its own character, Peaches.
Okay.
Right.
Can I ask about the club so we can get on so I can talk about Jay-Z?
See how excited he is?
Well, I like the clubs in Houston, man.
Where have you been so far?
It's okay.
Everywhere. You know. You name it.
Is it hard to be out on the party scene, though, knowing, because you mentioned that you're in a relationship,
yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
Does your relationship, your significant other, your saigot, as I like to call it for short, mm-hmm. does she understand where you are for entertainment?
Oh, yeah, she does. I mean, she's right there with me mentally, man. I mean, and that's why she is my significant other, because she can understand that I'm not in the club looking for anybody. Like, I'm just... like
it's business.
Yeah.
Do you have a Derwin Melanie relationship?
Nah, not that. Like, I mean, if I'm out and I'm having a drink or two, or if I'm enjoying myself, like, if I want to be out, like, and I want to listen to that trap music,
yeah,
I want to be drunk and listen to that trap music and have a good time, man. Like,
so what? What is having a good time entail, though?
just like, I like listening to music, man. Like, I like music, man. I like being in a club. Like, I just like. Like, I just like being out, man. It's like,
you been to the strip clubs here yet?
Yeah.
Maybe one or two.
One or two.
Maybe one or two.
I'm not an avid goer.
I went to the strip club over the weekend.
Where'd you go?
To Gold Diggers.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm
man.
A strip club enthusiast.
Like, show palace. We need to hit show palace.
It's fun, man. Like, I mean, when I was in college, man, it wasn't like, you know, having a good time listening to some house music or having a good time listening to some rap music and, you know, just enjoying yourself, man. Like, everybody got to unwind.
So how important is it to find someone that understands, I guess, that lifestyle? Because here on the show, I guess we've always talked about it in, you know, in forms of it, you being with someone that's musical. But, you know, as an athlete, you know, mm-hmm. how important is
worse.
It? Yeah, how important is it to be with someone that understands what it entails to actually be with an athlete?
Sure, it's important, man. I mean, because your body is your job, your rest is everything, your
No sex for a big game, too, right?
I mean, well, we're in the hotels. We're in the hotels, you know. And, okay. And just, yeah, and just understanding, you know, what stress has, what effect that has on your game. You know, you have only so much mental capacity. And each week we're preparing for a different team and a different setting and a different place. And you know, it's a lot of small, finer details that go into that. And just to have a clear mind with no stress is important.
What's the difference between the groupie mentality and, I guess, I hate the word wifey, but the wife mentality or the girlfriend mentality?
I just feel like, you know, a groupie is looking for something from me rather than, you know, I feel like they want to be the negative, and you said you hate the term wifey, but they want to be the positive. You know, they want to see me succeed.
I like wife. I just say
yeah, girlfriend.
Wifey, of course, it just sounds better, or yeah, girlfriend or whatever. But I just like the term wifey.
I just say, you know, it's just for a person just to be on the positive with you, just to understand that, you know, like, wow, like, this is what you have up. You know, like, I'm here, I'm supporting, boom, and at the same time, I'm gonna do my thing. You know, it doesn't have to be about me. Like, you know, like, I want you to develop yourself and develop into what you want to do with your life, and we can be a power couple. You know, we can work that way. Because at age 23, it's just hard to ask someone to walk and live your dreams.
Yeah.
You know, you have to find someone that wants to.
You're 23?
Yep.
You said that earlier.
Yeah, you have to find and want somebody who wants to do things on their own, because at the end of the day, this is just a period in life, this football stuff. And these old knees and these old ankles going to wear down at some point.
Yeah.
So just to have somebody who understands that and understands that this is just something I'm just trying to max out this credit card as much as possible right now. And I'm going to put everything into it. I have to live this life. Like, I have to breathe it. I have to sleep it. I have to prepare for it. And just have someone who understands that side of it is important.
So with being an athlete and then building a brand, like, how is that working?
Oh, it's just really just your brand is you. What you do, what you present to people, how you you know, how you carry yourself when you're out in the clubs, how you carry yourself when you're doing business, how your community outreach, and, you know, what you tweet, what you post on Instagram.
What you say in interviews.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you brand yourself, and, you know, and you are who you are. And also with branding is your production. You know, what do you do?
So if you had to give advice to, you know, someone, I guess, who's in high school right now, you know, trying to get a, you know, trying, looking at colleges or colleges are looking at them, what advice would you give?
Oh, man, just to make sure that, you know, you stay on top of school, because at that point in your life, you know, school is the reason why you're allowed to play football. And, you know, leaving high school, like, I had a 4.0 GPA coming to Ohio State, you know, I was doing pretty well. And with school, I never really had no academic problems, never been in trouble with that. Just making sure that you had that right balance of things. Like, you can't have too much social life. You can't have too much football in your life. And you can't have too much school in your life. You got to be able to balance all three of those and just make your checklist every day. Like, just have a schedule. Like, all right, I'm going to get up. I'm going to hit tutoring. I'm going to get to class. I'm going to grab a quick lunch, get over to the facility early so I can get stretched out. You know, get stressed out, you know, and after practice, I'm not going to run out of here because I want to go be social. Like, I'm going to take care of my body, jump in the cold tub, get stretched out, leave. And then, you know, and then when I get back, I'm going to go knock my schoolwork out, and then I'm going to go kick it with the homies. Just to have, like, that kind of balance and just have rules for yourself and boundaries and not just float, you know.
I don't think enough people realize that you have to sacrifice a lot of your social life being in any form of entertainment, because it's all a grind. You know, it's not promised. I think exactly. Drake said, "I was staying home when y'all were having fun. Don't be surprised when they announce that I won." Right?
Yep.
It's because you got to put that work ethic. I'm glad to hear you say that to the young listeners who may aspire.
Mm-hmm.
Peaches. To be a football. What are you looking at?
Like, it's
you're
really
just looking
ratchet.
At side eye.
No, because I feel like it's really ratchet to have a motivational message and then be like, Peaches.
Just to say Peaches.
I'm going
to
call my own ratchet card out right there.
Did you just call yourself out on that one?
Because I told you that. It's really ratchet, but you know, whatever.
Okay. You got to rock with that, Peaches. Now, I got to ask you this, though.
Uh-huh.
You're a wide receiver, right?
Yes.
Coming on to a team who many people say has the best wide receiver in the National Football League, and Andre Johnson.
Yes.
How is it, one, being under, the tutelage of Andre Johnson,
yep,
and two, knowing that probably down the line, a couple of years from now, you will be his replacement?
I don't know, man. It's a great opportunity. Just being a football junkie that I am, and just knowing so much about the game, and just growing up and watching Andre. I remember when he played in the national championship against Ohio State, and they lost. And just being like, yo, like that number five, like, he's an animal. Like, and just to be able to see that, and just how his career is going and develop, is a great opportunity for me and all the young wide receivers there, because we have Andre, and then outside of Andre, the guy with the most experience has only played last year, and that's just like me, Keyshawn, and Les Starr.
Yeah.
So we got like 11-year guy, and then two-year guys, and one third-year guy.
Yeah.
And then two rookies. So it's crazy, man. It's crazy that we get to just follow behind that guy, somebody who's going to be a definite Hall of Famer. I'm not going to lie, like, I like kind of like watched his whole routine like silently and just saw what he did like from the moments. Like, I knew when he would get on the bus, and I, like, you know, it's just like you see, like, okay, like this is how a Hall of Famer prepares. So
this is how he moves. So I'm gonna move like that.
I mean, why not?
You know, I work for Booker T. Like we said, we told you off the air. We interviewed him. Mm-hmm. He's a Hall of Famer too. Mm-hmm. I watch in wrestling, and I'm like you. I watch his moves, like not in the wrestling ring, but like his business decisions, his social, you know, his, you know, public things that he does. I look at how he moves, and I'm like, okay, this is how someone of that stature, just the way you said, Andre's a guaranteed Hall of Famer.
Yep.
And just watching a person who wins the Hall of Fame this year, you got to study that. You know, you gotta study great to be great, right?
You have to respect it, man. You got to respect those that come before you and the body of work that they put in, man, and just what he's been able to do for the city and how people, you know, look at him as a person around here, and hasn't really caused no trouble. Quiet guy. I mean, he can go
out. Had
that
one altercation on the field.
Yeah, he can go out and enjoy himself. Yeah. Nobody messes with him. Like, just to
one time.
Just to see how he carries himself is important, man. It's important for a young guy to see that you don't have to be in the club doing, you know, going crazy, all that stuff. And, you know, you can enjoy yourself, you know, but you still be about your business. And just to have that, you know, as like a, you know, as an older guy, like a big brother role, you know, winging all of us young receivers, it's just, we're really fortunate for that. Yeah, I agree.
What do you think it is that makes him so great?
Oh, man, he's just one of those guys that's just like, he was always the most athletic person in any school that he was in.
Yeah, he was always just that guy.
Yeah, he's just that guy. He has a lot of natural gifts, man, and along with the natural gifts, he has the work ethic, and he has the want to, and he just loves football. And just being able to see that on a daily basis is crazy. It's like, man, a guy with all this ability, and at the age that he's at, still works hard and still wants to be out here. And you just get the sense that a guy like that is going to be able to walk away from football when he wants to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be his decision.
It's going to be
not
on his terms. It's going to be on his terms, man. And that's honestly, like,
you think he's going to be here for a little while longer?
I have no idea, man. I mean, the way he played last year, he looked like he has like good 8 more years.
Right? That's what I was thinking. I was like,
it's crazy.
No way this guy's 10, 11 years in and playing like that.
It's crazy to see, man.
That's when most guys are like, okay, you know.
That's when people are toning down. And,
yeah.
And statistically, he had the best season of his career. So that means he's getting younger.
Yeah, Benjamin Button. He's Benjamin Andre on the field.
You're getting younger, man.
Oh, man. And now, so we're coming up here on the season. Season starts when?
We have preseason games in August, 4 of them, and then we roll in around September.
And so what's going through your mind for these next couple of weeks? I mean, you have about a month and a half-ish of more, or what you said, August, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you really don't have that much time left.
Yeah, no, not really.
Are you getting mentally in the zone right now?
Yeah, just trying to get my body ready, you know, for training camp and, you know, getting in shape. I'm probably about, like, 95% healthy, like almost 100% healthy. And just being able to get my body in the running and, you know, being out in this Houston Heat shape. So that's just where we are. And all the guys who are healthy, you know, they're in a position of, you know, just doing a lot of football-specific drills now just to get ready for training camp and just to come out so we can just be on the same page and go kill it.
Okay, now you being a sports guy, I want to ask this. You play for the Texans. Most people probably hold the Texans closest to their heart out of all the Houston teams because we're from Texas. We're a football kind of place.
It is a football place.
All right, this is we breed football here. All
yeah.
Right?
We are football.
And we breed it, all right? But, you know, what do you think about the other Houston teams? The Rockets just got Dwight Howard. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Oh, man, I love going to Rockets games. I enjoyed them last year, and I thought they had a good team last year, man. I went to the last playoff game they got eliminated. I was hoping they won, you know, and made the series a little bit better. But, man, the Rockets, in the move that they pulled, man, you got to give your hats off to the GM, man. He made some big moves, man.
He pulled some power moves
right
there.
He made some big moves, and, you know, and my hat goes off to him, man, and just being able to get James Harden and Dwight in here, and you set yourself up for the future.
Looking good out here.
Yeah, you make yourself a contender with those two players, man.
What do you think about the Astros, though?
Man, I went to an Astro game. I've only been able to go to one. And I enjoyed myself.
I mean,
the food was good.
We're in a rebuilding phase.
The food was good.
Food was good, yeah.
Food was good. It was a good atmosphere.
Astros are in a rebuilding phase. Yeah. They just moved to the American League.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, so, you know, hey, yeah, food was good.
Yeah, food
had
was good.
Hot dog at Minute Maid, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's beautiful stadium.
It's an amazing stadium.
Beautiful stadium.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I don't even, like, I had a question, and then all that right there. Just,
I got to get you to come out to the wrestling matches.
Oh, okay.
You a wrestling fan?
I used to be.
Thursday,
well, we didn't have
because
we ain't had cable, so I was all Thursday SmackDown.
Yeah, you couldn't watch Raw.
Couldn't watch Raw.
I was Thursday SmackDown.
UPN.
Yeah, there you go. Channel 4. Here was Channel 4, right?
Yeah.
Channel 20 or something like that.
You know, brother, I used to be 20. Really big into wrestling. Definitely.
Who are your guys?
Man, I was Shawn Michaels, Sweet Chin Music. I was all about the Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
And I ain't even gonna lie, man. I used to love the 3D finisher move from the
Dudley Boys, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, what's his name? The Bubba Ray Dudley. He's currently a heavyweight champion.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Not in WWE. I just thought I'd throw it out there, though.
Really?
I thought that was weird.
I didn't know that. But, yeah, man, I used to get into wrestling, man.
Would you ever like wrestle, like, you know, any of your friends or anything? Hit him with the stunner? Rock Bottoman, huh?
Growing up?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I had a brother that was really close in age, just 20 months apart. So me and him would just... We'd practice all those moves.
Pull the mattresses out.
Yeah.
Get it ready.
All that stuff, yeah. Stone Cold Stunner, People's Elbow, Rock Bottom, all that stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have to get you to come out to a couple of the matches. Well, I know you said you're on a limited time here, so we appreciate you coming through. Peach, anything you want to ask him?
Mm-mm.
Motai, you've been kind of silent. Are you not even going to say anything in the microphone? We're not going to get any voice at all from you? He must be shy. I think he likes you.
Silly, man.
Well, shout out your Twitter, Instagram real quick, and once more.
Okay, yeah, man. It's DeVere Posey at DPO8.
Your Texans number.
Yeah, and I wear number 11 for the Texans. Make sure you shout out and support if you want to buy a jersey. It's all love. I appreciate that. But more importantly, just support the Texans this year and support our progress as an organization, and just understand that, you know, we're trying to develop that culture of winning and be that AFC South power that, you know, and just make sure that you guys are always proud of us. So I appreciate you guys listening. It's at DPO8 for Twitter and Instagram. And just be on the lookout for Pocket Full of Posies Foundation and Child Sports Nutrition here coming in 2014.
Well, DeVere Posey, number 11, wide receiver for the Houston Texans. We appreciate you coming through.
Appreciate that, Brad. And Peaches, thank you.
No problem.
Motai, anything? Nothing.
Nothing.
Shout out Motai.
He didn't even want to say anything. He's like, he plays football. He's a wide receiver.
Oh, yeah. Go Cougs.
Okay.
Come on, go Cougs.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Cougs.
Well, I live close to Houston, so, yeah, definitely.
You live close to Houston?
Yeah. I'm not going to give him my address.
Houston? Where do you live?
Around, in the surrounding area?
Oh, like suburbs?
Yeah. Well, close to the University of Houston.
I live close to Houston, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I live in Friendswood, so I don't technically live in Houston.
I don't think I technically live.
You live in Pearland, I think.
Stop telling people where I live.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're going to figure out. You live in Pearland. They're going to pinpoint your exact location.
You don't know my life.
I know your hair's not yours.
You so mad.
Just know that.
You so mad.
So,
it's majestic.
This is actually the two-year anniversary show, the Brad
Gilmore
Show.
This is our two-year anniversary show. So, oh, look at you. You special.
Congratulations.
You ain't even know it.
Well, today is actually my brother's birthday, so happy birthday, Julian Posey.
This is a fake Monday morning. So that'd be the
hashtag
first.
Fake Monday mornings.
Hashtag fake Monday mornings.
So last Wednesday was your...
Yeah, last Wednesday was my brother's birthday.
Happy belated.
Happy belated
so
birthday.
So you didn't even tell your brother happy birthday on his birthday.
I did.
Devere, no. Oh, my
Have
Lord.
Have you texted him in real life?
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday.
All right, well, tune in next week, everybody. We appreciate Devere Posey for coming through. Look out for Pocket Full of Posies coming 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brad Gilmore Show will be involved with it, right, Peaches?
Yeah, we coming.
All right, everybody. Tune in next week. Peace.